You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Lynn Jenks has served as CEO of Charlevoix Hospital since 2012. She announced her retirement last week. Jenks took over during a time when hospitals are consolidating, and last year Charlevoix Hospital became part of Munson Healthcare. But still, the hospital has been able to build new facilities and provide new services to the Charlevoix community. Lynn Jenks joins us today to talk about her career and all the changes happening in healthcare. Lynn, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, Aaron. Thank you for having me.
I think most people are probably aware of the big shift in healthcare coming from the Affordable Care Act, and there are some other changes coming down from the federal government as well. And one of the big ones, the way I understand it, is that hospitals must now be more responsible for overall public health in their communities. Is that right?
Absolutely. And quite honestly, Aaron, that's one thing that I like about the Affordable Care Act, because there is increased emphasis on prevention of illness. And when you think about it, when you think about the high cost of health care, especially chronic disease and end-of-life care, the best possible way to save those dollars is not to spend them in the beginning. So if we can keep people healthier all throughout their lives, from when they're children through adulthood, that's a great investment.
What has Charlevoix Hospital done so far to take a more active role in public health?
For one thing, like most hospitals, all hospitals are required to do a community health needs assessment every 3 years. We've identified the top things in our community that, to put it bluntly, need fixing in order to make people healthier. One of the big things that we've done is we have made an investment to put nurses in the local schools in and around Charlevoix County. The other thing that we've done is established our wellness workshop in partnership with our downtown community to make free screenings available for the public, whether it's blood pressure or cholesterol or body mass index. Again, to make people aware of how they can improve their numbers and improve their overall health.
If you had to give the Affordable Care Act a grade right now, what would it be?
Well, I have to confess that I'm a proponent of the Affordable Care Act, but even at this time, I would give it a C+. I think that the intent of the act is right on the money. I think that already it has improved, first and foremost, access to insurance for people who have not had it heretofore in the millions across our country and certainly in the state of Michigan. We still have things we need to fix. And hopefully in the coming administrations, we will go about not dismantling the act, but fixing it so that it's better for patients and better for providers overall.
Charlevoix Hospital has a long history of independence. It goes back almost 100 years to 1919 was when the hospital was originally formed. And one of the big changes, probably the biggest change that you've overseen, happened last year when the hospital joined Munson Healthcare. What prompted that move?
Well, I'll tell you, we had gone through 4 years of turmoil. And we worked with our auditors and accounting partners, Plante Moran, to really look out and forecast what was in the future for a small rural hospital like Charlevoix Hospital. When they came back with their forecasts, the news, frankly, was not good. It would be increasingly difficult for a small standalone hospital in a rural area in northern Michigan to be independent and succeed into the future. At that time, we had already had an affiliation of kind of a loose handshake agreement with Munson Healthcare that had worked out very, very well for us. And so when the board looked at options for our future, they came to the conclusion, and we all concurred, that the best partner for us going into the future was Munson Healthcare. They have allowed us improved access to capital, lower interest rates on borrowing. In the first year alone, we saved nearly $300,000 by joining their group purchasing program. So they have brought real savings to the hospital operation.
When do you plan to officially retire and leave the hospital?
I have promised that I will stay until a suitable replacement is found. So I hope to work alongside my team and the board of directors So I imagine it will take, you know, something close to 6 months to make that happen.
Do you have any retirement plans? What are you going
to
do?
Well, you know, it's tough to go from 90 miles an hour to 0 miles an hour in 60 seconds flat. So I anticipate that I may do a little bit of consulting, but the very first thing I'm going to do, like many people who go to Disney World after the Super Bowl, I plan to make a big trip to Africa to kind of take a break between today and whatever help happens next.
Lynn Jenks is CEO of Charlevoix Hospital. Lynn, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Aaron. Thank you.